Well, we're at the Iowa Pork Producers Association annual meeting being held in Des Moines today, and we're going to visit with John Weber from Dysart, Iowa, who is an Iowa pork producer and also represents Iowa on the National Pork Producers Council Board of Directors. And John, you gave a report for MPPC today here at the meeting, and I just wanted to get an update from you on where the organization is standing right now as far as the housing issues and kind of the latest developments.
Yeah, Ken, probably make a couple of comments on it. We continue to be engaged in Washington, D.C. and monitoring legislation that is sitting there in regard to animal housing. We continue to maintain the stance of having producers have freedom to operate their farms in the best way that they see fit. We certainly want to stay away from federal mandated legislation dictating on-farm production practices. That's been pretty consistent message we've been sending, and we're going to continue our efforts to accomplish that.
Well, John, back to the egg bill you mentioned in Congress. It looked like last year there was very, very little support for that going forward. There was some talk at the time they might try to work it in the farm bill, and that didn't happen. Now with the farm bill being reopened again here in 2013, is it possible there may be a push to try to put it back in there?
Well, Ken, we really don't know for sure. We think that's a possibility that, you know, that there could be an attempt to introduce it as part of the farm bill or in a livestock title. It's certainly eligible to come up as a standalone piece of legislation, or it's eligible to be attached to other pieces of legislation. So we are just basically taking a wait and see or an observation pattern on it. We want to follow it very closely. We really have not changed our position on that at all. We think it's very precedent setting for the pork industry, and we want to maintain that independence or that freedom for producers to make choice on how they produce pork.
As far as all the companies that have come out and said that they want to see changes in housing going forward, are there negotiations ongoing? Anything you can talk about?
Yeah, well, there are. There's a big effort being made to communicate with retailers at the retail level, some of which have already made announcements, to explain our position on animal welfare and, in particular, sow housing. And there's been some successes there. I'm not at liberty to probably talk about a lot of those, but I think there's some of the announcements that were made premature. I think there'll be some modifications of some of the announcements. Our stance. We want to emphasize to those people that there are multiple ways to raise pigs. Management is key. We recognize that there are different systems out there, all of which work good to produce high quality pork, and we want them to be aware of that. And we want them also to be aware of the message that we would like to continue to operate under those, you know, best situations for individual farms, that we can provide a quality product to them with a variety of production systems.
Well, this is I know this has been a big issue facing the industry. So I guess what I'm hearing you say is that it's not all gloom and doom.
Well, we need to continue to be engaged. There's no question about it, and certainly not. I don't think it's a gloom and doom situation. I think we have to stay engaged and tell our side of the story. We've got efforts on multiple fronts. We continue to emphasize to producers the importance of being accountable on their farms, doing what they say they're doing with PQA Plus, with the We Care initiatives. One thing we talked about here this morning, I think producers need to be prepared for on-farm audits. I think this is something that is going to be out there. Some of the packers have already announced programs where their suppliers will be audited by a third party to verify that they're doing what they say they're doing with PQA Plus and following good animal welfare practices. So that's coming. We know that's coming. And I think the industry can live with that. I think that'll go a long ways in our negotiations with the retailers on the other end. When they see that, hey, maybe we can put a system in place that says our product will come from farms that are, you know, certified or have been audited and are following good animal welfare practices.